want to go to Michelle Bachmann, Congressman Michelle Bachmann in Geneva. Congressman, MTG just gave you a huge shout out as being one of the great fighters out there. She wishes she was with you shoulder to shoulder in Geneva. She'll be there next time. She's fighting this debt ceiling right now. Give us an update, ma'am.
Well, what we need everyone in Congress and the Senate to do, quite frankly, is get the United States out of the World Health Organization. And I appreciate the defunding. That's a great thing that Donald Trump did. But we also need to follow Donald Trump's example and get the United States out. It's the only way we're going to get away from their plans to create a platform for global governance. Today was the Sustainable Roundtable at the World Health Assembly on climate change. And so, believe it or not, the centerpiece of today was forcing all these delegates to listen to none other than John Kerry from the United States. He was introduced by his daughter, Dr. Vanessa Kerry, who, by the way, is the head of the Global Seed Foundation. And she is a recipient of millions of dollars from the Clinton Health Initiative. So all there's this incestuous relationship of organizations and money. But the big thing today is this. The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Ghebreyesus, said that the climate crisis is a health crisis. He said the climate crisis is their priority. Climate is the number one mission of healthcare. So they one of the doctors in charge of the environment and climate at the World Health Organization said very clearly that we were focused on infectious diseases, but now we're going to be moving away from infectious diseases and we're going to focus now on climate change. So all of these climate change people who saw they were going to establish global government through climate change, now they see after the pandemic, and that works so well for the World Health Organization to try to control people's lives. Now they see that the platform, if you will, for global government is coming through healthcare. So the climate change people are jumping square in. They were given the centerpiece stool today, if you will. They were all cheered by the head, Tedros Ghebreyesus, saying the same thing that John Kerry was saying. And John Kerry said, well, I never thought about healthcare before. I never thought healthcare had anything to do with climate change until my daughter, Vanessa, his 46-year-old daughter, taught him to turn on the light bulb and realize that really, the centerpiece of healthcare is climate change, and that climate change causes the healthcare problems in the world. That's what was stated today. So now what we're seeing is once again, our old friend climate change is going to be one of the drivers of decision making at the World Health Organization. So when I spoke to you before about the One Health Initiative, meaning that the criterion for decision making on healthcare decisions in the future will be based upon the environment, humans, and animals. In other words, humans equal cockroaches, equal dirt. So it will be whatever they see with climate change, whether it's racism, whether it's poverty, whether it's lack of food. They talked a lot about food security today. So in other words, we're going to be eating bugs because it's better for the earth if we eat bugs. I'm telling you, that whole climate change thing was here front center on deck. And they had the current head of the upcoming COP28, his Mr. Adnan Z. Adnan. He was there praising John Kerry, praising Dr. Vanessa Kerry, and saying that at the next COP meeting that will meet at the United Arab Emirate, they're going to set aside an entire day on healthcare. We've never done that before. But now they're joining forces with this control over global health, with control over global climate, and they're going to merge climate and healthcare. And that's the platform. So the climate people are bursting through the WHO and saying, hey, it's okay. We're going to take global government from here. So you can have the name front, World Health Organization, but we, the climate change people, are going to call the shots. That's what happened today. And tomorrow, the video of this should be available at who.int. and then look at the 76th World Health Assembly, and you too can be entertained by the words of Dr. Vanessa and John Kerry.
I want to focus on a second, since you had Kerry today with the climate change, trying to make the connection, and then how much, because this is all done under the cover of night. The U.S. media is not really covering this, but I want you to tell the American people right now how much
here.
The United States, not for a reason, but how much is the United States driving the climate agenda, driving this pandemic treaty agenda? How much is the United States the driving force in back of this?
100%. 100%. The United States is the aggressive force that is pushing this garbage at the World Health Organization, World Health Assembly today. But we are also pushing the climate change agenda. So we are pushing to create, unbelievably, to create this platform for global governance, to be headquartered here in Geneva, Switzerland, by the way. This is where they, because all of the mega centers of power are here, World Economic Forum's here, World Health, World Trade, all the financial deals, the oil deals. I mean, it's all done in this magnificently beautiful city, again, where Julius Caesar made his name and expanded the Roman Empire. They want to reconstitute a Roman Empire here once again in Geneva in the future for global government. But we learned today a big key, Steve, and that's that climate change has pushed its way to the fore of the healthcare agenda. So I heard nothing today about healthcare or science or statistics. It was all propaganda today. Remember, John Kerry is no scientist. We didn't hear anything about science, nothing about medicine. We heard propaganda about the new global governance. They constantly say words over and over. They drip equity, inclusion, and we're going to strengthen the global architecture of the global healthcare system. But now climate crisis is the number one problem in healthcare. That's the words of Tedros Ghebreyesus, the director general of the WHO today.
How much does these delegates throughout the world, these countries of the world, they're looking to the intellectual leadership is obviously coming from the United States, so they drive the agenda. What about the financial and cash and capital commitment? Where is that going to come from?
Well, they just increased all the member dues by 20%, but the United States is always there with the checkbook. Secretary Xavier Becerra, who was here on the first day, said that we are in, we've given $450 million. I got another check today for $250 million. We're going to be in for $1.6 billion. You and I both know when it comes to the United States government, $1.6 billion equals about a sneeze. It isn't that much money out of their checkbook. So this thing is going to ramp up and this thing is going to grow. And I'm going to say something that is only my opinion and I'm only speculating. But I will tell you, I've had a sneaking suspicion for a long time. All these billions and billions that are going over to Ukraine, I just wonder if some of this isn't being siphoned off to pay for the financing to create this global governance superstructure through the World Health Organization and through this global climate crisis agenda. They need money.
Well,
getting the money, and it's going to come from us.
This is why we've demanded audits. This is why we're demanding Yellen. There's no transparency in this regime. They completely hide the football. If you were to come back, and we got to set
probably
this up, if you were to come back.
Go ahead.
If you were to come back, given we're in a debt ceiling and spending crisis right now, we're arguing, you see the additional billions and hundreds of billions they're committing to over there that are not even in the budgets right now. If you were to come back and present to the House, to your former colleagues, walk me through your presentation of what the U.S. regime is over there with no authority. There's been no presentations to Congress about that. Kerry hasn't come and talked to anybody about this. Nobody's talked about the World Health Organization. It's complete crickets over here. They're trying to jam this through with nobody looking at it. That's where we're covering it wall to wall. Walk through, Congressman Bachman, what would you tell your colleagues?
I would tell them, number one, don't even talk to Joe Biden until he agrees to pull the United States out of the World Health Organization. Number one, you pull it out, then we'll start the negotiations. You begin there for this reason. They already have a pandemic treaty here that they're looking at, that they're working on. It's already written out. They already have 300 amendments to the international health rules, where they're going to turn the organization from advisory to this will be the world government organization. They need to understand. We aren't living under what we learned in our school books about the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. We're living in an era where the treasonous people who are running our government are trying to build a global government. They're trying to give our sovereignty, and they're trying to encourage, this is even worse, they're trying to encourage all 194 member nations to give their sovereignty over to a bum organization like the World Health Organization, driven by the climate change agenda. And this will be billions of dollars out of our treasury because of the word equity, 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 inclusion, inclusion, inclusion. It's our treasury money that will come in to this global governance, and this will be used for the funding. So are we going to get richer? We're going to get miserable and poor because our revenues are going to go into this unending pot of money. Because I'm telling you, I saw the delegates. I was with them. They all believe without a shadow of a doubt they're going to have American-style health care, and it's going to be equity, equity. And so we are going to be paying for the whole world to have what we have at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. That's what their thinking is. That's what they're led to believe. And I will tell you, I don't know if I've said this yet, the same pre-COVID narrative, that's what I'm hearing here. You would never think we went through what we went through with the pandemic. You'd never have even a sense of that. They haven't talked one word about vaccines or adverse reactions or any of the other problems that we have, or the problems with lockdowns or the problems with masking. You haven't heard one thing about that. What you've heard here is a doubling down on all the mistakes that the World Health Organization made. Oh, they're planning to double down and do more of the same and dish it out. And 1 year from this week is when they plan to pass it. And I'm telling you, there wasn't 1 ounce of dissent. This is my seventh day here. There hasn't been one word of a dissent by any delegate, certainly not the United States. I sent to your producer a photo that Tedros Ghebreyesus, the Director General of the WHO, he has a picture of himself with our U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services. His arm is around Xavier Becerra's, saying, this is my guy, this is my friend. We're working on the pandemic treaty. We're working on the amendments to the international health rules. We are all, I want to thank him that America is all committed, and we are going to get this done. So all I can say to you, America, and to the United States Congress, is unless we register some dissent, unless Congress finally gets off their hind legs and says, get us out of the World Health Organization, this is going to be done from a year from now. They're going to do a simulation this fall based upon the proposed pandemic treaty and based upon these proposed amendments. They're going to do a simulation this fall, acting under as though this is already a done deal, but a year from now they plan implementation. So just be prepared. If they take another bioweapon and release it, oh, this will be done.
Congressman Bachman, I know you got to bounce, but just one more time. You're saying in these debt ceiling and spending negotiations that are taking place, and by the way, Kevin McCarthy is going to be live at 11:45. We're going to go to that. You're saying add right now, with full withdrawal from the World Health Organization and in the appropriations process, cut all the money. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, 100%. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't even agree to meet with Joe Biden until he removes us from the World Health Organization and we zeroed out budgeting. Zeroing it out budgeting honestly won't do anything because they'll find money from other sources to fill that hole. We've got to get out of the World Health Organization. So two things. Number one, every House member, Republican, needs to sing off the same page. Get the United States out of the World Health Organization. But most importantly, the United States Senate needs to pull this pandemic treaty into the Senate now. You've got our American negotiators negotiating this treaty now. They're here in Geneva negotiating it. Why isn't it sitting in the U.S. Senate where our senators are looking at this treaty? They've never even been served a copy of it. We don't even have the current amendments from the World Health Organization. Everybody's been scrambling. Supposedly delegates got them on Friday. The public hasn't. This is a completely non-transparent project. The whole pandemic treaty was negotiated behind closed doors. We don't even have the current amendments that they're working off of. We have the ones from February. So this is a completely shadowy process. So it's got to stop. And this is where Kevin McCarthy can do that. He can say we aren't even going to negotiate on debt ceiling until you get us out of the WHO, because they've lied to us. They've lied to us. And now they're trying to bring this deceit home. So you can start there. But the Senate has got to get to work, and they've got to bring this pandemic treaty in, whether they can get a real hearing from Chuck Schumer or they have to hold their own hearing in a side room. They got to have a hearing on this. It's that consequential.
Congressman, where do people go to connect with you? What's your email address?
Sure. Yeah, I'm the dean at Regent University, the dean of the School of Government. So Michelle Bachman, Regent University in Virginia Beach, Virginia. So it's R-E-G-E-N-T, just regent.edu. Type in Michelle Bachman, 1 L, 2 N's. You'll find me, and I'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. And also, you can always go to James Rogowski's site, which is exitthewho.com, stopthewho.com. Great information there.
We're going to have Brother Rogowski is going to be on tomorrow morning on the show to go through his whole. He's actually launching a bunch of new content. Congressman Bachman, Dean Bachman, thank you very much. Honored to have you on here live from Geneva.
Thank you.